where we don't want to hear it if it's not a little spicy.
Listen live from 3 to 7 every day on The Roar.
Walt Diptula Road Rage, we are back. Thanks to my friend Jeff Cameron for stopping in for as long as he did. We talked all things Florida State football. I will review some of that information with you in a little bit. Right now, my man Keanu is in for his first maiden voyage on Road Rage. Keanu actually is planning on staying here a while now, Ramona, because for a while
it looked like
he might be a temp. He's got a little office. He's got a little office over there, Ramona.
Yeah.
And I walked over to his office, and his little desk is in the middle of the office, and all the walls are white.
You know, I never thought I'd get bullied just for not having stuff on my walls.
Nothing. Just like he's a temp. Like he's not sure about
if
his existence here. Right, right.
Well, I would like to say, now.
By the way, Hannes told me that, too. Hannes told me that the reason he has nothing on his walls is that, because in radio, he's not sure of his... come on, man. So I had to gently encourage Keanu.
Gently? Put those in quotation marks. Gently.
To get some crap for his walls,
nah,
man.
Solid three weeks worth of bullying.
And so now, Ramona, now he's got so much stuff laid out, like all the superhero stuff. He's got so much stuff laid out around the outside of the room now, waiting to be put up on the walls. I think he's got more stuff now than he does wall space.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Yeah, I think he
wants you to leave him alone.
That's right.
As of right now, 30 minutes ago, I have about 5 canvases on my wall just for you, Walt.
Oh, go check that.
Just for you, Walt.
Yeah, I actually like those canvases. I think you did I think you made some good choices there, Keanu. It will definitely liven. We could use a few of those out here. We look too sanitary out here. Like these walls are like it's still too much like a hospital. That's how Hannes likes it. He likes it like a hospital. You know, it's got to be. He's like Tony Randall of The Odd Couple. Hennis is like
that. He is.
Yeah. In any case, Keanu, you're a Clemson, Clemson grad, Clemson student, Clemson.
I am.
All those things.
I am.
And Keanu works multiple jobs, and he works here for us, and he's in charge of social media and that, along with Amy, and doing a absolutely tremendous job of that, but we didn't bring him here to talk about any of that. We brought him here to actually talk about a little football. Now, I think I asked this before. You don't have an NFL team, is that it?
I hate to admit this on your show today. Now, I am a Panthers fan. I was a Panthers fan in middle school. Cam Newton was there. It was a great run. They played
the
Broncos.
That works because your quarterback looks like he should be in middle school.
But I'm not. That's very 5'9", 215 pounds, if that.
Oh, there's no way. There's no way he's 215 pounds.
I mean, I'm giving weight to him.
Oh, yeah, you're giving a lot of weight.
But I'm not gonna lie to you. I might get flack for this. That star, man, them Cowboys are starting to grow on me just a little bit.
Keanu switching to the Cowboys.
I've entered the dark side. I'm sorry. Call me Darth Vader.
America's team. Look at Keanu going to the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm not going, not fully, but, you know, the Cowboys, they got a pretty decent squad.
They do, and I think this might be their best team in a while, so it might be the right time to make that move.
I don't want to be a bandwagon, though, so I'm still pulling for my Panthers, but...
It's too late for that.
No. I said they're growing on me. I didn't say I've made the full switch.
That's the same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, it is. It's like your walls, okay? All right, so on the college football playoff, which is actually what I thought we would talk for a few minutes about, Ramona, do you have my rankings? By the way, I got to do my rankings for the map poll, the pipeline poll, the most accurate poll. I have to submit my rankings. I don't know when we actually start, but yeah, I'm a part of that. And I, you know, like I said, from doing it last year, taking part in a poll is more difficult than you think. You think it's easy until you actually start. It's like a giant jigsaw puzzle. And in week by week, it gets more complex because everything you do in terms of moving one team affects somebody else. And you have to consider all those possibilities so you don't miss anything. It's more complex than you would think if you take it seriously. In any case, Ramona, you have my rankings. I have the AP.
Your team rankings?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. We went over this a little bit yesterday, but let's talk about possible playoff teams. All right. I have the AP rankings, and we'll see what they have. Just looking at their 12. All right, so if we cut that off, their team 13 is Alabama. All right, Keanu, Bama, in or out?
In. They're definitely in.
They're definitely out. Say
you
out.
You think so?
Oh, they're 100%.
Really?
Oh, they suck out loud.
I mean, they might, but like Alabama, though.
Yeah, see, that's true when Nick Saban was there. It's not true under Kalen DeBoer.
But just the stature and what they represent to college football, I mean, they have to be there.
Let me ask you this, Gano. Did they represent that stuff when they went to play crappy Mike Norvell in Florida State last year?
I mean, no, not technically. They're not living up to their name, but still, it's Alabama. Right.
How about the end of the year before that when all they have to do is travel to Norman, Oklahoma and beat a crappy, and this not, I want to use a different word, Oklahoma team that couldn't run or throw, had no offense and just sucked out loud. They didn't have to win, Keanu. All they had to do was lose by 10. All they had to do, because they were going to get that SEC favoritism, was lose by 10, and they would have put Alabama right in the playoff. Instead, he gets drilled by Brent Venables 24-3 in a game they were never competitive in. Oh, by the way, after that, then they lost to a crappy Michigan team in the bowl game who also had no offense, no quarterback, no run game.
Dang it, Walt, you're cutting my legs out from under me. I mean, you're pulling the statistics out.
Look, here's the thing. Before last season, I said their run game is going to suck. And then last year, their run game was 125th in the country. I mean, so I knew they were going to suck, but I didn't know they were going to suck that badly. I'm telling you, Keanu, I don't think they're going to be any better this year running the ball, unless they're going to play Russell at quarterback, and we'll see if Russell opens up some things in that running game. That's possible, but, man, I don't like them. I don't like their schedule. I'm saying I think they're like 7-5. I don't think they're I have them 25th, and I think I have them too high. Listen, if South Carolina is healthy, South Carolina is going to Tuscaloosa and beating them in their building. Mark my words.
Whoa, that's a big statement right there.
Well, you know, look, I've seen this stuff in college football before. When a young quarterback goes to a particular venue and plays well and then loses a close game, and then they get a chance to go back to that venue, they win the next time. And when Lenoris went there 2 years ago, he was the best player on the field, and they should have won that game. Hell, they should have beat him last year too. So they have to turn should have into did, but I think that's going to happen. I think they'll have the best quarterback on the field. Russell has talent. I mean, I'm not surprised he was named the starter. So I'm going to vote no on Alabama being part of the 12. I'm saying no on that. But Keanu's going with Alabama. So we're going to get your 12. All right, Keanu. Ramona, by the way, who did I have at 13? Texas A&M?
Texas A&M.
How about
yes.
that? Number 12, they have, the AP poll has Texas Tech. Who do we have there, Ramona?
USC.
Okay. All right, so we'll do both of these, Keanu. Texas Tech and Southern Cal. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Texas Tech, maybe? Maybe?
Thumbs maybe.
Maybe?
Thumbs
can,
maybe.
Can I put that one sideways?
He would have been terrible at the Coliseum, Ramona. The Lions wouldn't have known what to do.
Oh, man. USC? I'd say they make the playoffs.
See, I think both. I'm leaning towards both. I think Texas Tech is 100% making it, in part because they have the softest schedule in major college football maybe ever. Their two toughest games are home to Houston and home to Arizona. Those are the two toughest teams they play. They added Tommy Castellanos now. I don't know if that's good or bad, but they're I mean, absolute worst case scenario, they're 11-1. I just can't see. I think there's a legitimate chance they go unbeaten. Now, whether they win the conference championship game or not, we'll see. Southern Cal, I think this is the best team Lincoln Riley's ever had. But my problem with Southern Cal is they have a six-game stretch that is just friggin' brutal.
Okay, who's the teams in that six-game stretch?
I can't tell you the order, but these are the teams. They play Ohio State,
ooh,
Oregon,
ooh,
and Indiana,
ugh,
in a six-game stretch. In addition to that, they travel 3,000 miles to go to Penn State to play them, and they play Washington, who I think is the top 25 team with Williams at quarterback. That is a brutal six-game stretch. And the only way, they're not putting, the only 9-3 team that's getting in would be an SEC team because they've been lobbying for that.
Yeah.
So USC's not getting in if they go 9-3. That means their only path to the playoff is they are going to have to win one of those three games and win the rest of their games. They're going to have to beat either Ohio State, Oregon, or Indiana. It's a big ask. They have a Heisman Trophy caliber quarterback. I think they have a great running back room. I think they have two super talented backs. So I like this team. I hate that schedule. That's my problem there. They have LSU 11. Did I rank LSU? I don't think so. I ranked them. I don't think I have them in a playoff rank position.
14 is where they're at.
You know, I don't even want to utter LSU's name right now. I don't even want to utter their name.
So you're going no on LSU. What's your score, Kano? What's your Clemson LSU score?
What's my score?
Yeah, what's your score? I know you got a score. I know you got something you've been thinking about.
Crap. 28-24?
I think you're in the range of the 28, game.
28-24? Either way. 28-24, either way.
Either way.
Either way.
It's the thumb sideways thing for me.
Either way. Either way. Maybe. Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. Keanu is Switzerland for today. Yeah. I think you're in the range of the game. I do not think Clemson's getting blown out.
What's your score?
I think it's like 27-21. Probably.
Okay, so probably in the same ball.
Probably LSU. Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
probably or most likely.
You know, but if we're right about the type of game it is, then it's also winnable. Then, you know, Lane Kiffin does one dumb thing, which he's going to do. I mean, he does dumb things every game. He's a brilliant offensive mind, but he's a mad tinkerer who can't leave the in-game stuff alone.
Are you really worried about Kiffin making mistakes or Dabo Swinney's offense making mistakes? I would lean more towards on the side of Clemson's offense making more mistakes than LSU.
No. What I'm saying is that if you stay in the game, Kiffin's
okay.
going to give you a chance.
Okay.
Because he will make bonehead errors. I mean, you go back and watch the Oklahoma game from last year. Okay. There's smoke in Oklahoma. They should have won that game by 100. But every time dude gets in the red zone, he gets to the 10-yard line. He takes his chosen starting quarterback, Heisman contender, Chambliss, out of the game in favor of Austin Simmons for no reason whatsoever. You made the choice that this guy's your best option. He's playing brilliant football. Why on earth would you take the dual threat guy off the field at the 10-yard line to put the pocket passer in when you don't have as much room to work in the end zone? It's like one of the – he did it. Numerous times. Dude was on the sideline, Keanu. As God is my witness, he's on the sideline slapping himself in the head. He was literally slapping himself in the head over making those decisions.
Well, that's Lane Kiffin for you. Kiffin making boneheaded mistakes.
Right.
That's what you expect from him at this
point.
And
that's what I'm saying. So if Clemson can stay in the game, I think that Lane Kiffin will do something stupid that gives you a chance. Now, whether you take advantage of it or not,
that's up to Clemson's offense at that point.
Yeah, but I think you're in the range there, Keanu. I think that's a pretty good job. Look, man, I know you got to go. You only work till 5, so it was nice of you to drop in, and we'll do this again.
All right, cool deal.
Thank you, Keanu. That's good work. That's good work. Go put the rest of your posters and stuff on. I'm going to go down and check your room. We're going to check it out. We'll give it a grade. I like the chosen stuff. And now, was that all stuff you had at home, or did you go out and buy some of that stuff?
So I had an old podcast room I used to make sports videos as well. So basically that came out of that podcast room, and now I'm putting it in the office. So
I like
that's,
it.
That's where all that stuff came
yeah,
from.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Now, just out of curiosity, has Hennis seen any of it?
He has seen it. Has he seen it on the wall? No.
That may be the funny part. I might want to see that when Hennis walks into that room with all that stuff on the wall. All right. Hey, Ken, always good talking to you, man. Thanks for dropping in. Ken is doing all sorts of things here at the station. Vital part of what we're doing. Thank you, Keanu. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back.
Food, fun, and a whole lot of football.
The Roar's 2026 Bud Light College Football Kickoff Show will be live from Southern Weaving Food Hall in Easley.
August 27th from 5 to 8 p.m.
Come out and meet all your favorite hosts and producers.
The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Look, you don't want little Jack and Jill breathing unhealthy air. It's not good for their little lungs. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. They'll get you fixed up. Canty offers solutions to fit any over budget. Even the smallest leaks are not going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspector one. He's got a Spider-Man one that's actually pretty cool looking. But Spider-Man, let's be honest, Spider-Man's sort of a wuss, isn't he? He doesn't really count.
I guess.
Yeah.
Isn't he like supposed to be a teenager?
Yeah. But I mean, you know, he's still sort of a wuss. I mean, Spider-Man, I don't know. I saw this debate the other day on social media.
Yeah.
About the best comic movies. And I was actually pleased to see V for Vendetta getting a lot of love.
Really?
Very pleased. Very pleased. I mean, to me, it's like V for Vendetta, and then what do they call? Do they call it the Dark Knight series? I think that's it. It's those. That's it for me, right there.
You mean Batman?
Yeah, yeah. The that whole Dark Knight, is it called the Dark Knight series? Whatever it is, there are like three of them. Whatever. Those are all good. And V for Vendetta was great. So those would be Spider-Man. I don't know. Spider-Man's a little strange, don't you think? I think that whole outfit, the whole thing. It's like a little strange. I'm just not sure about any of that. Yeah. You can get in if you want, 654-7627, 654-7627. You Florida State people can get in on everything that my buddy Jeff Cameron had to say. Clemson Phil wrote, that was a great listen to get all that inside info on FSU. I don't know if I feel better or worse about that game now. That's pretty funny. I get it. I don't know what to think of them. I mean, I think that there's enough talent there that if they use it, they could have a successful season even with that schedule. I still think that the vital part of it, and Jeff echoed this, as I've expressed before, I think they have to have the SMU game. I don't think there's any way around that. It's a league game. Their whole structure is at risk. Norvell is at risk. If they don't get that SMU game, that crowd is going to turn, and they're not coming back. I don't think they will. And I think that whole season then could go completely sideways. I mean, I'm of the opinion, and maybe I'll be wrong, but I'm of the opinion that if they beat SMU, they beat Virginia. Well, now you're 2-0 in league. And you've beaten two contending teams. On the other hand, if they lose to SMU, I think they likely lose to Virginia. And that's before you begin this murderer's row stretch of games. They have to have those games early to feel better about themselves as they move forward, to garner some confidence and feel better about themselves. If they get those games, then they're going to be a more dangerous team for the games that follow. And, you know, and part of this is doing the right thing. It's giving the ball to Chroma. It's It's making sure that Deuce Robinson gets lots of touches every game. They have to get the ball in the hands of those two playmakers. Any way you look at it. Let me get to the phones. Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. Darren, by the way, I just enjoyed a Krispy Kreme donut. That's a fact. I had the maple cheesecake. I didn't know that when I ate it, but I loved it. It's incredible. You can get the maple cheesecake at Krispy Kreme in Anderson, Spartanburg right now. Darren and then Jake. Darren, how are you, Darren? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely.
You were talking about those movies a while ago. I have learned that there's a ton of really good true story movies on YouTube for free.
And
I watched one that's sports related. I don't know if you probably have, knowing you. You've heard of, it's called The Silent Natural.
I'm not sure.
It's about William, his nickname, they called him Dummy Hoy, H-O-Y.
Oh, okay, William okay. Hoy. Yeah.
Yeah, he was the first, back then they called him deaf and dumb.
Yeah.
Person to play Major League Baseball back in the late 1800s and early 1900s. And he is the one who was credited because he couldn't, you know, he was deaf and dumb. So he's the one that got the umpires started to using hand signals to call a strike.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a few other things to it, but it's a 2.5-hour movie, and I thought it was outstanding.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, and there was one time, maybe in the very early 1900s, where he and another guy was also deaf and dumb, played in the same game against each other together, and that's the only time in Major League history that has happened.
Really?
So
I actually did not know that.
He wanted to live to be 100, and he died when he was 99. And he wanted to be in the Major League Hall of Fame, and they still haven't accepted him into that. So, anyway, just thought I'd share that.
Yeah, that's a great story. I'm going to look that up, Darren. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yep, 100%. I'll look that up. Jake on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. Jake, how are you, Jake? Good to have you.
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How y'all doing today?
Good. Thank you for getting in.
Hey, so I've been listening to all three shows today on this Clemson QB conversation. And before I say anything, I'm a diehard Georgia fan. So, but I love y'all's show. So this is like a bird's eye view from all this.
Yeah.
And I guess from my point of view, for Clemson, I guess, going into Death Valley is definitely one of the hardest places to play in the country. There's no fact about that, especially, you know, Lane Kiffin beginning his tenure there. You're going to have a raucous environment, especially this game. I would be surprised if, you know, it's definitely going to be sold out. But, I mean, the anticipation leading up to this game is second to none for sure. And I guess for the Clemson QB conversation, you got two great guys. And as you mentioned, you know, if anybody has the upper hand, you're going to play the senior. You're going to play the more veteran skilled guy no matter how many games experience he has. But I guess for if Tate is equal to him, the only downside I would say to playing Tate, and I think somebody mentioned it on the other show, is he's never seen an environment like this in his life, whether it's been on the sidelines or whether he's been in the game. Yeah, he may have played in some hot, tested environments in high school, but I feel like even if they're even, and I know you're talking about if he's even, he's leaving, but I feel like I'd want to go with the other quarterback just because he may have been in been able to handle a situation like this far better than a freshman ever will, despite maybe his age helps with that. But I just think,
you know, Jake, maybe, but the reality is he's never started a road game anywhere, not even at Wake Forest. So, you know, he'd be in the same situation, and either guy is going to face a relentless Blake Baker aggressive defensive attack in which they're going to bring blitzes from everywhere. I think that Clemson should be a little better prepared for that than they were a year ago, for an assortment of reasons, including the fact that they now have it on tape and they now know what Baker wanted to do, and they've seen it firsthand. That should benefit either quarterback, and it needs to benefit the offensive line. Because if the offensive line doesn't hold up, it's not going to matter which of these guys is playing quarterback against LSU. My point is simply this. Again, if there's any, I said this before, if there's any experience edge, then you go with that guy. Period. I mean, so if there's any Christopher Vezina experience edge, if things are very close, but the one guy didn't play a senior year of high school football and just hasn't played much football, which is my reservation about him and why I would start Vezina. But having said that, if that's not so, if you're actually watching every day and they actually think that these two guys are dead even at this point, legitimately even, all right, which is going to be hard to be legitimately even. But if they actually believe that, then the guy they should play is the younger quarterback and just move on, because that's the guy. He's your present. He's your future. And that means Christopher Vezina isn't. That's not what I expect. What I'm still expecting is Christopher Vezina to start the game based on the fact that he has slightly more experience.
One more question. Do you think in any possibility chance Dabo starts Vezina for this game just to, I guess, save Tate, his thoughts on himself so he doesn't destroy his
confidence?
Yeah. And then switch him out at Georgia Southern next week?
You know what, Jake? I think all things are possible right now because we haven't had any solid leads or answers on any of it. I mean, my guess is if things were to go sideways at LSU, regardless of which guy starts, that at some point you might see the other one in that game. The dilemma for Clemson, in my mind, is if – let's just say that they decide on Vezina, okay? And let's say he does not play well in game one. Now I think you have a big issue. You have a quarterback controversy. They're all going to want the backup, and you don't know that he's going to play any better moving forward. Like if you get to Miami, you don't know he's going to play any better. It'll at least be a home game, which would help a young quarterback. But I don't know if Clemson wants a year long quarterback controversy. I would think not. So if Vezina were to play well, I think that would be the best case scenario for Clemson. If that's the choice they make. On the other hand, if the one thing is an absolute mortal lock certainty, if they decide to start Tate Reynolds in this game, they are basically saying this deal is over. That Tate Reynolds is the quarterback of now and the future, and Christopher Vezina is just a backup.
That makes sense. Thank you guys for taking my question.
Yeah, good job.
First
good
time
job.
Calling in.
Welcome in. Thank you. It's a good job. Scott, I'm coming to you right on the other side. Do not move. We will get right to you. We'll be back.
The countdown is on. 10 days until Clemson Tiger football. Presented by Ingles. Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
At the Sellers wants to throw. Looking. Goes across the middle. Ball batted up in the air. It's picked. Ricardo Jones at the 10. Going to take it.
10 days until Clemson Tiger football. 105.5, 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Man, it feels like it's been 10 days for like 50 days. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think anybody has had a good experience with the IRS. You're not trying to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed some years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. Whatever the issue might be, it's a personal matter. It impacts your well-being. Don't move to Idaho and go fish with Henry Winkler or eaten by a grizzly bear. Stay where your feet are. This is where you live. Just call David Green. He's the answer man. He's right here. David is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options to get your life back. So whether the liens on your property, garnish your wages, we have an audit coming up, it doesn't matter. David will help you. David understands the Fresh Start program. He'll certainly use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can absolutely change your future. Get the peace of mind, the results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff of the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, strategy session. Free, 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's Green, GREENE. Scott, you're up first. You can get in. 654-7627. Lines have been jammed all week, but you can get in right now if you want.
We call it like it is.
Even if you don't like it,
we are 105.5 and 97.5.
The Roar.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2026? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at CarolinaTopDressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
The strongest connections are made right here at home. Since 2020, Upcountry Fiber has been a neighbor you can count on. With the fastest, most reliable internet in the upstate and a local team ready to assist when you need us. Switch today for smoother streaming, seamless remote work, and as a thank you for joining us, enjoy a complimentary speed increase for 12 months. Visit upcountryfiber.com/year-of-internet to learn more. Terms and conditions apply.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni-owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's E-S-T-E-S Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
Injured in a wreck and now the insurance company's ghosting you? Classic move. They're quick to collect premiums, but when you need help, disappeared. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramlin Mills Law Firm. We don't chase, we confront. You call us and we bring the pressure, loud and legal. What's up, QB? We're about to ring your bell. We may talk a little trash, but we back it up with action. Call 864-485-8585 or visit TramlinMills.com. Tramlin Mills, we don't do quiet.
Ready to love where you live? Discover Stanley Martin Homes throughout the up.
Oh, you had frozen those donuts.
Yeah. I can't eat all those donuts. Oh. I like to eat them spread out.
It did. It actually did.
Yeah.
So
Mamona's
right. I usually
just take it out of the freezer and heat it up, but it sat there and thawed out perfect.
Wow. How about that? You can Ramona knows the secret. You can actually freeze Krispy Kreme donuts and eat them later. And I thought it was just out of the box. Actually, it wouldn't have been that fresh anymore because it's been a few days.
Right. See, I know when to put stuff in the freezer and get it right. It just came in.
Let me get to Scott. Scott, the Atlanta Braves with a big win against the Dodgers last night. Ohtani leads off the ninth with a triple, and I thought that we were headed for extra innings, but Iglesias shut the door. How's that?
Shut them down.
Yeah, but that
I was worried about that.
Yeah,
worried about that.
Yep.
But hey, I don't get donuts long. Donuts don't last long enough around me to be frozen.
Right.
So,
me neither.
You know, yeah. They just don't. But hey, all right, Braves. I was worried last night, man. Iggy got it done. He's been a little shaky.
Yeah.
And been a little adventurous, but big win for us last night. I hope we get another one tonight. But I don't think Freddie's going 0-for-5 tonight.
He came up in a big spot, and Iglesias got him too.
Yep.
I mean, and that's the biggest out. I mean, Freddie Freeman with the chance to drive in the tying run, and all he's got to really do is make contact. Yep.
Yep. And it didn't happen. So get him again tonight. And then we got Sale tomorrow night. So that bodes well for us too. But if we can score some runs, man, he's 12-9, and we just cannot score runs for Chris Sale.
Yep.
But so
how it goes some years. You know, remember that Jacob DeGrom won back-to-back Cy Young Awards, winning like a total of 10 games.
Yep. So we'll see. I'm glad we got Sale going tomorrow night. That'd be good. Hey, man, I know my coach. And Vezina's starting day one, and the only way Tate Reynolds is playing against LSU is if it's a blowout either way. And the next week, if Tate's not going to take over the job against Georgia Southern, that's not where Dabo's going to do that. It's going to be 3 or 4 games into the season and Vezina struggling. If Vezina struggles really bad against LSU, you'll see Tate a lot anyway against Georgia Southern, and then you may see him slowly make that switch over. But I know my coach, he's loyal to a fault sometimes, and CV's the man. So sit back, enjoy the ride.
Well, see, I'm not going to go quite that far, Scott, because I don't think there is a man. I think that's pretty clear. There's no incumbent.
That may be true.
You know, and so I think it's a little bit of a different situation, although I agree with the basis of your premise, though. I think that I'm expecting Christopher Rosina to start the game. And
see you tomorrow.
And if he plays decently, I'm not sure you see any other quarterback. I know everyone thinks you're going to see two quarterbacks. I think that depends. If Azina gets the nod, I think that depends how he plays. I mean, if he plays reasonably well and Clemson's in the game, you're not going to bring the rookie into the game to see if you can screw it up.
No, if it's a close game, you will not see Tate, and the only way you're going to see Tate is if we are killing them and it's a 30-point lead, or if we are getting our tail handed to us, and then you'll see Tate.
I tend to agree with that.
I'll be yelling.
Are you going to be there tomorrow night, or are you the lone man out, lone survivor like you were before?
What happened to Scott? Scott vanished. Mr. Bunny, actually Mr. B, says, I have a crazy take that I don't think is that crazy. We see Chris Denson before we see Tate Reynolds.
No comment on that?
I'm actually thinking about that. That is a fascinating post message by Mr. B. I'm not of the opinion that Chris Denson is playing any major role in Clemson football all year. I'm just not. I don't think so. I don't see it. I don't think the late room position change points to that. I think it points to not playing any significant role. But there is a point to Mr. B's message. And the point is, what he's saying is, situationally, there might be a spot for Chris Denson as opposed to Tate Reynolds. Like, again, you want a specific quarterback run. Denson can give you that. Now, the thing is, Tate Reynolds can probably give you that too in a slightly different way. I don't know. That's a really interesting message, Mr. B. It's a fascinating message, actually. I'm not ruling what you're saying out. I am not a believer that you're going to see Chris Denson employed as some super toy in the toy chest in the arsenal for Chad Morris that gets employed on a week-by-week basis. I just do not think you're going to see that. I actually think it's more likely he doesn't play at all. I mean, all year. As opposed to what some people have suggested or believe or seem to believe. I just don't see that. I think really limited usage. Again, I've asked this question, and I even posed it like hypothetically to Kwok. I said, Kwok, you know, you mentioned that you think Chris Denson's like the sixth or seventh best offensive skill guy on the outside. I said, so why would you do anything to try and get the ball to the sixth or seventh best offensive skill guy? The answer is you wouldn't. You have better players. You have guys who are more accustomed to those positions, more used to being in those positions. You have that are more dynamic. Chris Johnson's more dynamic than Denson is. So why would you do it? I've said all along, I think the most likely usage for Chris Denson, if he's going to be utilized, is with the quarterback run package out of the quarterback position. I think that's the most likely usage. The only other possible usage I could see for him would be a double pass. Something of that sort. But the opponent would probably know that too. So that's how I see it. That is a really interesting thought, though, Mr. B.
Hey, do you think Mr. Bunny will ever get his name back?
It doesn't appear like he will get his name back. And you know, Mr. And notice Mr.
What was it supposed to be? Mr. B?
Yeah, Mr. B. Do you notice Mr. B, how Ramona rubbed that in?
She asked.
She put extra emphasis on Bunny.
I can't help it.
Yeah, see, she said she couldn't
Mr.
help
Mr. Bunny.
It. Yeah, I mean, this
I
whole...
don't know what that other stuff is. I just...
Yeah, the
Mr.
end...
Mr. Bunny
the end of it,
funny.
The end of it scares me. I don't know what the end actually refers to, so I generally leave that off.
Yeah.
But it's but his name on here says Mr. Bunny in parentheses, a.k.a. Peter Cottontail. That's just wrong.
That's rubbing it in.
It is rubbing in. And here's the thing. Being the good guy I am, I would gladly change that for Mr. Bunny back to Mr. B if I knew how to do it.
Yeah, we don't know
but,
how.
But I don't know how. So,
yeah, and I don't want to mess anything up.
Right. So if Mickey Plyler dubbed you Mr. Bunny, a.k.a. Peter Cottontail, a.k.a. the unstable one, blah, 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 the rest of it. I'm not saying the rest because I'm not 100% sure what that
I
refers to.
I wouldn't say the rest.
Then I just have to I have to accept that fact. That's
true.
He says Mickey is wildly bothered by me. I don't know. I don't know. Thank you. I appreciate that, Texter 704. Thank you. Texter said Reynolds will be the starter by Miami, and he should be. That's David from Skatesboro. Well, again, you have nothing to base that on at all. Nothing. I mean, it's just he's the more talented player, as I've said from the beginning, but he has no football experience, and football experience matters. Games played matters. It just does. The game of football at the quarterback position, about 60% of it is from the neck up. And now they say that Tate has picked things up quickly, and maybe that's the case, but maybe it's not. Maybe you just have to play, and you have to go through the mistakes and everything else. And I think as long as Clemson is playing competitively, I don't think you're going to see that. Again, make no mistake about it, as I've said from the start, he's the most talented quarterback on the roster, Tate Reynolds. He's not Deshaun Watson. He's not Trevor Lawrence. He is somewhere in between. You know, I would frame it this way. I think that Cade Klubnik and DJ Uiagalelei, for all intents and practices and purposes, were really three-star guys, masquerading as five-star guys. I think Deshaun and Trevor were true, legit, high-score five-star guys, among the best ever. I think the truth about Tate Reynolds is he's somewhere in between there. I think he's like a four-star guy. I think that's what he is. And I think he's better from a talent standpoint than Christopher Vezina is, who I think was also a four-star guy when he came out. But I think Tate is a better talent. But that doesn't make him a better quarterback. Again, it's hard because the returning guy has one start. So there's just not much to go on. Plus, you have a new offensive coordinator who views it with a different set of eyes. We have lots to get to. We'll get to it on this side. You can get in. We'll be back.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Gas prices might be high, but your auto loan rate doesn't have to be. Beat your current auto loan rate by 2% when you refinance with Founders Federal Credit Union. Plus, make no payments for up to 90 days. That's right. Save money with a great rate and make no payments for up to 90 days. Let a Founders representative be your trusted advisor to help make the refinance process quick and easy. Don't forget to ask for a free auto insurance quote to protect your purchase. Founders also offers mechanical breakdown protection that's competitive with most warranty plans available at dealerships. Stop by an office or apply on the Founders app today. To learn more, visit foundersfcu.com/auto. That's fcu.com/auto. Not a Founders member yet? Visit the Founders website to see if you qualify for membership. For additional cost information, call us at toll-free 800-845-1614. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
With 13 straight hours of local programming, we've got you covered all day long, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
When it's time to paint, the Upstate turns to Spectrum Paint, your source for Benjamin Moore paints. Visit them in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum for expert color matching, premium Benjamin Moore paints, and expert service. Whether you're a professional contractor or a do-it-yourselfer refreshing a room, their experts are here to help you get it right the first time. Stop by your nearest Spectrum Paint store or explore products, colors, and more at SpectrumPaint.com. Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned Benjamin Moore paint source.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
When you're looking for a dealership you can trust, come see the team at D&D Motors in Greer. Family-owned since 1937. Proud to be the only Ford dealership in the upstate to earn the 2025 Ford's President's Award based on customer satisfaction and an easy, honest, and enjoyable experience. Discover a great selection of new Fords, qualified, certified pre-owned vehicles, and the best prices guaranteed. Visit them in Greer at 13655 East Wade Hampton Boulevard or online at ddmotors.com. Experience the D&D difference.
Discover the transformation your home deserves with East Main Furniture. Our selections range from cozy living room sets, sleek dining room tables, bedroom sets, all designed to make your space uniquely yours. And don't forget about our large inventory of Lazy Boy recliners at great prices. Quality, style, and affordability are our promises to you. Why wait? We have the room you need. Visit us online at eastmainfurnitureeasley.com or 829 East Main Street, Easley. East Main Furniture, where style meets savings.
Craving scratch-made food, ice-cold 29-degree beer, and every game on wall-to-wall TVs? Head to Twin Peaks. Great views, killer eats, colder beer. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Ryan Beasley Law has expanded to serve our clients in more locations. If you face pre-arrest investigation,